Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, I've known you for coming up on 8 years, and often I come to you and you come to me and we'll confide in one another, and that's what you do, whether it's someone you work with or just a friend, like having someone that you can go to when you're having issues, whether it's at home or work or wherever. It's nice, right?
It's also nice because a lot of the time we just agree with each other blindly.
Yeah, so I know, and it's not even a look that I have to give you now. Yeah. I'll just be like, oh yeah, well Jess, I know that Jess feels the same way that I do. And I'll be like, isn't that right, Jess? You're like, yeah. And it'll literally be like, I think all dogs should be kicked. And you'll be like, yeah, I agree too, Timmy.
Whatever Tim says.
Yeah. So I always appreciate your support. And I confided in you yesterday about something that I feel it might be happening in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one culprit. Like, I don't think it's my 8-month-old son, Jack. I just don't think he's up to it yet.
Considering he's not moving around all that much yet.
So to me, and I'll get into this incident in a moment, because the person that I believe it to be is joining us on the phone now. It's my wife.
Yep.
Her name is Jess. Good afternoon, hun. How are you?
Hi. I'm a bit nervous.
Okay. Now, I haven't told my wife why I've got her on the radio show this afternoon.
Yep.
I know that you're busy working, so
Sorry, Jess.
Appreciate the time.
It's fine.
There's been something that I feel like has been happening for only the last few weeks, and I just need you to answer a simple question, okay?
Is it since you've moved into your new place, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the new house. This is...
Oh, my gosh. I've been a real grotz.
No.
Okay.
Simple question. On our towel rack, do you use the high towel or the low towel?
Oh, no. I use, like, the middle one, like the low one.
The lower towel.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Have you been using the same towel as me? I thought this was when you, like, hopped into the shower and you're like, oh, my towel's a bit damp. Did you use it? And I was like, no. Have you been using my towel?
No.
Have you been sharing the same towel?
Darling, I haven't been using your towel. You have been using mine. I have always been the lower towel because I want the higher towel. I gave you the higher towel when we moved in because on the rack.
That we did not have that conversation.
No, I gifted it to you because that had the better spot for it to be aired out and dried, because I have just been feeling I
but
cannot.
But did you tell her that you were gifting her that towel?
No, I thought it was very
clear. We never
had
that conversation.
Because top towel is bone dry.
If you get out of the shower and your towel is wet, why wouldn't you just check the other towel and assume?
Because of
She makes a great point,
no,
Tim. I'm sorry.
Because, and fellas that have this will agree, I have so much body hair. When I get out of the shower, I am dripping wet, whereas people that don't have body hair, it just slides off
thing.
You like you're greased rat.
Jess, how many body hairs of Tim's do you get on your body? Are you always showering first? Have you noticed your towel damp?
My towel's never damp.
Like, I mean, I had a sneaking suspicion that we'd been using the same towel for months.
Are you using the same toothbrush as well?
only when I forget mine.
That's so really icky.
Okay.
God.
So my suspicions were correct, and we have been sharing the same towel. So just know.
Oh, we need to have a bigger conversation.
I have recently started using the top towel, so you can continue to use the bottom towel.
I have noticed mine's been drier recently.
Mine too.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm glad we all got on the same page, but I just needed to bring it to the show to out
is
you.
Is there anything worse than picking up a damp towel after the shower?
8-3 is a marriage and it still doesn't bother me, but I just wanted to get it out in the open. So, hun.
Welcome to it, Jess.
Yeah, I know. Here's your wedding present. We'll get you your own towel. Wife Jess, thank you very much. You can go back to working and looking after us.
Oh,
thank you so much.
I can't concentrate.
Remember, bottom towel is yours now, not the
Thanks.
Top one. Yeah, thank you. There we go.
You should switch it back again, Tim.
No,
just,
now.
Just for fun.
No.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, you were just saying earlier that you got married 3 years ago now.
On the 28th of March, that's our wedding anniversary every year.
Happy anniversary, mate.
Thank you very
just
much.
Passed.
Yeah.
I only got married like 2 weeks ago, so...
You're a couple of years off for catching up.
Yeah, we're still kind of in that phase where we're going through all the wedding gifts and, you know, writing our thank you notes. So many thank you notes.
And depending on how you do it, we picked a very... time laboring one where we would find photos of every guest and print off whether it was one or 10 and then write a personalized card with those photos, send them, and it took weeks.
I know. I thought that was a really cute idea, and I was like, I'll do that too. worst mistake I've ever made in my life.
It's very time consuming.
But I did say to Akshay, I was like, now that we've got like all these things to do, I think what we should invest in, we've got, you know, our wedding money. We don't really know what to spend it on. Like, we've put some of it towards the honeymoon, some of it in our savings. Maybe we should bite the bullet, become adults, finally invest in a printer.
Mm.
We don't have a home printer. And he said, we both work in offices.
Yeah. I mean, you really shouldn't be printing too much here at the radio station.
That's what I said. I was like, well, I don't want to print personal stuff at the office. And he said, why not?
It's funny you bring
this. Have you guys got a home printer?
It's funny. The timing is impeccable. The printer that it was from my wife, she brought it into the marriage.
Yeah.
A printer from her old business. And it went missing for years, and turns out it was in a moving box that we never fully opened. It was under like a box of DVDs, and because we don't have a DVD player, we're like, we'll never open that.
Sure.
It was under there. Yesterday, my wife went to the top, because we found it. We put it at the top of one of the shelves in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, we're getting the printer out. I need to print some things.
And okay.
The exasperation that I heard about her trying to reset this up. It's Bluetooth. It's all this stuff.
This is the only knowledge I have of printers is my recollection from being at home. And any time I needed the printer, it never worked. I need more ink. Oh, I can't be connected. Oh, where's the Wi-Fi?
The printer that I remember growing up in our computer room when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That I think most of us had. It was so straightforward and simple. It was like plugged into the computer, mm-hmm. paper, I don't have any ink. Yeah, you buy the cartridges, whatever. There was no Bluetooth. There was no connecting wireless or anything like that. They've advanced beyond human beings.
Yeah.
And now they're so complicated.
This is what I said to him. I was like, let's just get like a really cheap one, just very simple. I print documents. I print photos. That's it. And then I can print off all the photos I need as I'm writing the thank you notes.
The only thing I would say is, and if you're listening to this and you're thinking about buying a printer, when have you ever heard someone go, oh, I bought a printer, it's been great. No issues. We've been printing nonstop. Like, it's not something you hear where people are bragging about the
ink
purchase.
Is so cheap.
Yeah. Man,
I want to buy more.
Yeah. Color, for some reason, is so affordable when you have to buy the ink. So, look, at the end of the day, if you feel like that's what's going to really set you up as an adult relationship.
I just feel like it's a very adult purchase.
What
do
you got to be printing? I know that's a pretty personal question, but what do you got to be printing
just,
right now?
Just, you know, like anything. Documents, photos.
Super sus all of a sudden.
What are you?
Super suspicious.
What's wrong with printing documents, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is interesting. Why are you winking
at me? I don't know. The
me?
Fact that you won't say what these documents are is way more sus than what I'm doing. But yeah, sure, man. Get a printer. And because you're not comfortable printing it at work, I need to find out what's in these files.
I'm not going to waste company ink
now it makes
on
sense.
Personal use. Obviously, I'm a very good employee.
Honestly, I think if you're buying a printer, you've got something hiding. You've got
really?
Yeah, because if you're not willing to do it at workplace or at the library where you can get a printer for free, there's something interesting. Okay, but we'll just mark that page there.
Okay. So should I buy a printer?
If you want to go to jail, sure.
Okay. It's nothing that suspicious.
That says more than it doesn't.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Even if Will's not here, the news is always happening.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
We like to test our news knowledge. It's a very original idea. It's definitely not on television.
I think they might have stolen the idea from us, Tim.
Tom Gleisner, well-known thief.
Yep.
And that's why we do this on the radio every single day.
Metricon gives you freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Tim from the Tim and Jess Show brings us three news stories today. He's going to leave out some key elements. It's my job to fill in the blanks.
Absolutely. As you said yesterday, Jess, out of the two of us, there is one journalism degree.
Yep. Between the two of us.
It's yours, but I'll have that today.
Is there one in the room? Yes.
I assume you bring it with you everywhere you go. Okay. Story number one. Which popular membership has been floated to potentially become tax deductible in Australia?
Membership.
You have two guesses because normally you and I take turns,
sure.
But
is it the Tasmanian Tigers?
The Tassie Devils football team. No, it's not the Tassie Devils.
That was quite popular.
150,000 foundation members, including you, Jess.
Yeah.
Wedding gift from
me. I'm a huge football fan.
Membership. Popular membership floated to be tax deductible potentially as early as next year.
RACV. Just hoping.
No, gym memberships and things along those lines. So a proposal from AusActive, Australia's exercise and active health body, has been submitted to the Treasurer ahead of the budget being handed down for 2024-2025. It proposes that gym membership should be an exemption under the fringe benefits tax legislation. So that could include things like yoga, Tai Chi, Pilates, gym memberships.
Amazing.
Because it's essentially proposing for all employees to be able to claim bona fide active health participation. We're trying to get people out to the gym again.
Yeah, where are we at, like, with Australia, like, in the obesity scale? Like,
up
are
the top.
We're still
I
up
believe
there.
We're above America.
Excellent. Good. So, yeah, no, that could help.
Genuinely, I think it's a fantastic idea. We used to work for someone who was like, hey, you guys are so unfit, we're going to pay for your gym memberships. That was the best bonus I ever received
in
my
life. It hurt a lot at the time when he was like, you are on a very bad path.
He said, you both look worse since you started here.
It was fair.
Word for word.
It was fair.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. Our general manager, if we can get a gym membership so we can stop looking so ugly.
I feel like we look worse for when we started K-Rock as well.
She doesn't know that. all right, Jess, number two. How much did the Australian population grow in 2023?
Oh, hang on. It was like 650,000 or something, wasn't it?
I'm going to hold you to the exact number. That's wrong.
Oh, you're
close.
Kidding.
Warm.
650,440.
660,000 people.
Oh.
So pretty much, essentially. I've been a bit silly, but... so the statistics...
That's a big number.
Yes. Statistics showed that 550,000 of those were new migrants. So I guess that's... Births is that other 110,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And our population is now growing by 2.52% per year. And it's the first rapid growth since the pandemic crash where people stopped having bebes.
Yeah.
But we did lose in 2021, we lost population. We lost 94,000 people in 2021.
Oh my God.
People moving out of Australia because of the lockdown stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's good to see us bouncing back, Tim. No, genuinely, like, I was out in Melbourne at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on the weekend, and it was just so nice to see the city pumping again, you know?
I mean, you used to fear pumping. You used to be like, man, there's 14 people in the shops. Turn off the pump. All right, Jess, final story. An Aussie man is making the news for a three-hour-long nap he took in an unusual place. Where was it?
Unusual place. Was it in a supermarket? How unusual? Give me a clue.
Not unusual for a man, I guess.
On the toilet?
A barber.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, so he fell asleep. He must have just been knackered after a long, hard day, this bloke up in Newcastle in New South Wales. He was getting a fade and a beard trim. So knackered, he fell asleep.
Wow.
Unfortunately, though, he woke up to... 38 missed calls and a parking fine because he slept through. And, they were, like, putting hot towels on his head because they didn't want to disturb him.
Oh, my God.
Because he was exhausted. But he had a three-hour sleep on this
barber's
chair.
That would have been the best nap of his life.
Oh, hands down. Hands down.
You know those naps where you're like, I know that I shouldn't be napping right now.
Yeah, I'm sleeping on the stairs.
Yeah, and then you fall asleep and you wake up and you're like, oh, my God, I needed that. Tim and Jess, the
podcast. Yesterday on the show, we briefly mentioned something, Jess. I think you brought it to the show. Twisties have a new flavor, spicy ramen.
Yeah, which I'm so keen to try. I feel like it's going to be the Aussie version of like a Flaming Hot Cheeto.
I mean, probably, but Twisties are definitely more dense
than
a Flaming Hot Cheeto.
Flaming Hot Cheeto definitely has more airy quality to it.
You also have to remember that I know that you have a strong passion for Flaming Hot Cheetos. Mm. I think you're one of the only adults in the market for Flaming Hot Cheetos. I had never really heard of them until you said, I'll eat these until I die. And then someone said, well, if you keep eating these, you will die.
No, it was only until I found out that, my husband found out that they had a single bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Like a small bag, not even the big bag, the small bag.
More calories than an entire Zinger box. And I went, oh, maybe I shouldn't smash one of these right. every day.
I like that that's your unit of measurement for what you put in your body. Because it's mine. So yeah. it's nice to know that we get along.
Good.
And we did have a quick little discussion about the superior flavor of Twisties. Now, cheese is the standard. Chicken is often referred to as its sad cousin.
I would say that cheese is the classic, and chicken is just, you know, trying to be in the game.
It's interesting that there's not many brands where they have just two, mostly, yeah. just two flavors.
Yeah.
And cheese, like you're saying, I would say that's their default one, and then they go, and if you want something different, we also have chicken. I imagine at the warehouse, what they're popping out, it's probably 70% cheese, 30% chicken.
I wouldn't say it was a 50-50 spread.
No, no, no.
No one's reaching for the chicken, surely.
Which is why I believe that that's why it's so much more impressive that chicken is by far a better flavor than the cheese twisty.
Are you?
Hands down.
Have you lost your mind?
On the ground doing push-ups. That's how much better chicken twisties are than cheese.
Have you had a twisty recently?
Yeah. Cheese is so... And I, for lack of a better word, too cheesy. It's just chicken's like, what's going on here? I love this. It's light, it's bright, it's easy, it's CoverGirl. Chicken twisties are way better than cheese.
But like at least the cheese ones, you can eat a whole bag, right? The chicken ones.
No, no.
After like three chicken ones, you're like, cheese, what is that aftertaste? No.
Cheese lags in my throat way longer than chicken.
Lag is such a foul word.
I'm happy to stand by it. I think people that listen to the show are more chicken inclined than cheese inclined. I think chicken is the most popular, the better flavor of twisties. And I'm happy to go to the phones for it.
You won't get a single call saying that someone likes chicken twisties over cheese ones. Not a single call. Don't call the show, Tim.
I'm just making a separate phone call. It's actually quite rude that you are. This is a private conversation that I'm about to have. What's our number? 5223295 is our phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call. Jess doesn't think there's one person else other than me that loves. Prefers chicken
I'm
over cheese.
I'm surprised that they're still in production, to be honest. Because who's going into the supermarket seeing both the cheese and the chicken on the shelf and going, I'll take a chicken, thanks. No.
8 days a week, I'll do it. Jonna from Cario, what do you think, cheese or chicken twisty?
100% chicken. Sorry, Jess.
Jonna.
And Jess, I've got to admit, it took you that long to answer the phone. I just knew you were putting it off.
Yeah, no, it's all the cheese twisties on her fingers, yes, and they slip right off the buttons.
It really
there,
is.
Jonna. do you think like it's leaps and bounds above cheese, or is it just pips cheese at the post?
Oh no, it's 100% like way over the top better.
Okay, all right.
There is nothing more disappointing than reaching into a bowl of twisties and realizing it's a chicken.
Okay. Well,
yuck.
Hey, Kirby from Brimley might agree with you. Kirby, what do you think when it comes to twisties? Is it cheese or chicken?
I've actually never been a fan of anything cheese-related. I'm lactose intolerant to a point where I can't even have, like, cheese-flavoured stuff because it makes me feel icky. So I've always gone for the chicken ones regardless.
See, Kirby, I have a sneaking suspicion that I might be lactose intolerant. I just ignore it.
You're just brave, Jess.
So do most people, to be honest, Jess. So do most people.
Okay, so, because Jess, you just challenged. You said you didn't think there was one person, but we're two from two.
Okay,
here.
All right.
Kylie in Bell Post Hill, when it comes to twisties, let us know how you feel.
Absolutely agree with you. I love chicken twisties.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's... Kylie.
Would you be willing to try the spicy ramen?
No.
That's fair enough, Kylie. That's fair enough.
Had you started your twisty eating career as like you only knew cheese, and then when you discovered chicken, were you kind of like, well, what's going on? What's going on here? This is the better version.
Yeah, my dad, years ago when I was a little girl, I'm 43 now, introduced me into chicken twisties. But I absolutely loved them. And occasionally I'll grab them because he's not here anymore. And I always go and pack them twisties and think of dad when I'm eating them. They're beautiful.
Argue that, Jess.
I can't argue.
Kylie,
I'm sorry,
thank
Kylie.
Thank you so much. Finally, Mark in Winch. Mark, is it chicken or cheese for you?
Big chicken, mate.
Big chicken. Gobble, gobble. That's a turkey. But you understand what I mean, Mark. Thank you. So do you, Jess. 4 from 4. You're out of here.
This is Tim and Jess.
Now, I hate to put you on the spot, and if you are listening as well, just think about this. You happy with your marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like 2 weeks in, so it'd be weird if I wasn't.
Right, well, hey, you just never know how someone's going to ask so far, a question, right?
Akshay and I, my husband, we looked at each other the other night and we're like, people say marriage is hard. This is so easy.
Tomorrow when that, I don't know, he doesn't clean up the eggs that you've made in the morning for brekkie and you're furious at him, I'm sure that's when it starts. Starts with eggs and it ends with the big divorce.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
No. Sure.
No, three years married, couple of days ago, so everything's going nice and chugging along as a marriage would do. But with something that comes with marriage is often a wedding ring. Now you've got your engagement and your wedding ring on. You've got rings galore.
I do love a good ring.
How many rings we got now? 4 rings, 2 hands?
Yes.
Four rings, 2 hands. Right.
I usually, 4 is probably my minimum that I have. I would usually wear more than this, but I didn't put them all on today.
Now, even we were having a conversation that something that you and I that don't realize, like I think a friend of ours is a bit more of a sleuth. They realized that a mutual friend of ours had recently separated from his partner and they'd got a divorce because in the photos they were like, well, they're not wearing their wedding ring anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's a sign going, well, you used to wear a wedding ring. Your left hand's now naked.
Empty, yeah.
That's the thing. And you and I had no idea that this person had been separated for a very long time.
I guess I don't really pay attention to that sort of thing.
No. Would you think, so say if you're out, like, and you're a single person and say you're going out to bars, like you're at Lammy's or wherever you may be, and you're trying to meet someone, do you think it would be, like, it's helpful if you see someone's wearing a wedding ring, right?
Yeah.
And you go,
I feel like I used to look at guys' hands a lot more when I was single.
Really?
Because I never wanted to, I never wanted to be in a relationship with someone that was in a relationship with someone.
Makes sense.
I was not interested in being that girl. So I would, keep an eye out. If a guy was talking to me with a wedding ring on, I'd be like, he's taken.
Okay.
Hands off.
Have you heard of a divorce ring?
No.
They're gaining popularity among newly single women. So they will wear a particular type of ring. Like, I don't know exactly what it is because it just seemed like the story that I was reading just kept going on and on and on. I couldn't find it.
Is it like you repurpose your engagement ring? Or?
Maybe, but let's hypothetically just say that it's a black ring.
Sure.
Let's say it's a black ring, and if you're wearing a black ring, it's like, hey, I am recently out of a long term, like I'm divorced.
Do you wear it on the same finger? Like
I imagine so, because that's the hand that you'd be looking at, right?
Yeah,
in that situation. Do you think a divorce ring or even a single ring where it's just a black ring that you wear on your ring finger is something that is a good idea?
Who gives you the ring? Like, do you have to give your partner a ring like you're going to get engaged? But it's like, I want a divorce. Here's some nice jewelry. Because that changes things. Like, you know, because my fiance, my husband thinks it's, I keep making rings up because I was like, engagement ring,
eternity
wedding ring, eternity ring.
Infinity ring.
I was like, a push present. You're going to get me a ring for that as well.
Ring camera. It just never.
He's like, you're just making rings up now. If I told him the only way he could divorce me is by buying me a divorce ring, I think he'd want to stay married.
Your finger would look like one of those women from like a Kenyan village where their necks are just covered in dozens and dozens of different types of rings. I think you're right. I like leaning into the, it is the complete opposite of an engagement proposal where you get down on the one knee and you offer the ring. Imagine if you are happily married and then the next one is they get down on the knee with the black ring box and the black ring and it's like, it's over.
Or does, like I just say, as the woman in the relationship, I decide I want to leave. Mm. I have to go and then buy my own ring.
Yes.
And I get down on one knee and go, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get your things out. I'm going to be gone by Sunday when I'm back.
And then I put the ring on myself and I hand back the other rings.
Yes. Do you think this would help people that are newly single and want to get out there and say, look, I'm damaged goods, but I'm good to go.
Don't say damaged.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm hurting.
I have baggage.
Yeah. But I'm ready to party.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.